Hi, this is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News team. Say, what do you think about drones? Do you like the idea of flying drone bombs going over so-called enemy countries and dropping bombs on people? Or how about recall elections? Where do you stand on recall elections? You know, every time a governor has ever been recalled in the history of this country, they've been recalled. So is that going to happen with Scott Walker today? Today is the election, so I'm not going to have the results in my news today. You'll have to wait till next week. But what do you think? I mean, I'm hoping that Scott Walker's kicked out. I think that'd be a good thing. I kind of favor unions, even though I'm aware there are always abuses of every little power structure, every little trip that goes. Do you think Mr. Obama's White House is secretive enough? Of course, we know that it would be even worse if it were a Republican White House, because the Republicans can't stand to have anybody looking over their shoulder, because they're in utter denial of anything that they do. They pass, 1,100 bills limiting women's rights on access to abortion or health services. But when that's called a war on women, because that's what it looks like, they go into fits of denial. How in the world could this be a denial of women? We love women, except that only men are in the chambers when they pass these laws. Or what further lies has Mr. Romney told? And is Mr. Obama fudging on some of the truths? Yeah, the recovery is not full powered yet. It's doing better, of course, than any Republican will say it's doing, because they've had this evil plan to destroy America as long as Obama is the president. But, they have the right to their opinions. They don't have the right to the wrong facts. Anyway, this is the Weekly News and Review. This was posted by Ryan Liebenthal on the 5th of June 2012, and this does concern the news of the preceding week. Like I say, I'm not going to have election results today. In Egypt, former President Hosni Mubarak and former Interior Minister Habib El-Adli were sentenced to life in prison for complicity in the murder and attempted murder of protesters in the 2011 uprising that removed Mubarak from power. Did you expect that? That would be like having George Bush and Dick Cheney put on trial for their anti-constitutional behavior against this country? Good. Except it's not strong enough. Not until Bush and Cheney spend the rest of their lives locked in the prisons that they deserve to be. I'll never be satisfied until that happens. And of course, it won't happen. So I'm never going to be satisfied. Anyway, the judge at Mubarak's sentencing said, "The people released a collective sigh of relief after a nightmare that did not, as is customary, last for a night, but for almost 30 black, black, black years." Are things better in Egypt yet? Can women drive? Can they do what they want to do? Or are they still limited in what they can do? And Egypt is a much freer country than, Saudi Arabia. The judge acquitted 6 police commanders of complicity and Mubarak's 2 sons of corruption charges, leading to mass protests in Cairo's Tahrir Square. So they sentence Mubarak to life in prison, but they acquitted his 2 sons. So the sons somehow got it over on the courts? That doesn't make a lot of sense. Maybe the courts made the right decision. I don't know. I'm just reporting. Former Liberian President Charles Taylor was convicted of war crimes and sentenced to 50 years for aiding Sierra Leonean rebels who raped, maimed, and murdered tens of thousands of civilians. "The sentence is outrageous," said Taylor's brother-in-law. "How can you give a man 50 years for only aiding and abetting?" I guess he'd have preferred his brother killed. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad defended his regime's military crackdown on opponents during a speech to parliament. "When a surgeon in an operating room cuts and cleans and amputates and the wound bleeds, do we say to him, 'Your hands are stained with blood?'" he asked. "Or do we thank him for saving the patient?" Snigna Nandipati won the Scripps National Spelling Bee by correctly spelling coutapens, a French-derived word meaning ambush, snare, or trap. The New York Times reported that President Barack Obama oversees a secret kill list of prospective assassination targets abroad, and that he has adopted a method of counting civilian casualties that excludes military-age males within a strike zone who have not been explicitly proven innocent. Laws, said a former head of the National Counterterrorism Center, laws are not going to get bin Laden dead. Hey, he's already dead. At the unveiling of George W. Bush's official White House portrait, Obama praised his predecessor's strength and resolve and thanked him for his guidance and encouragement. You also left me a really good TV sports package, said Obama. I use it. Forgive me, but I don't like that. Bush is a traitor to this country. Bush belongs in prison, not getting a tribute. More than a million people celebrated Queen Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee at a pageant of 1,000 barges, tugboats, dragon boats, Maori war canoes, and Venetian gondolas on the River Thames. Britain celebrated in Hertfordshire with a naked picnic, in West Yorkshire with a 50s-themed knees up, and in Oxfordshire with the traditional tossing of currant buns from the roof of the county hall in response to the chant, "We want buns." A poll identified Queen Elizabeth II as the most popular monarch in British history, ahead of Victoria and Elizabeth I. It's not a good year for us, said a spokesman for the British anti-monarchy group. Dutch Crown Prince Willem Alexander expressed shame for having taken part in a Queen's Day toilet-throwing competition at which he'd won a cup topped by a miniature flushing toilet. Norway's Ila prison planned to hire people to play chess and hockey with Anders Breivik, at whose trial a judge was caught playing computer solitaire. And the Stuxnet computer worm that infected Iran's Natanz nuclear reactor was revealed to have been a joint American-Israeli project codenamed Olympic Games. Oh, those hackers. John Edwards was acquitted of one charge of accepting illegal contributions to his 2008 presidential campaign, while a deadlocked jury led to the declaration of a mistrial on the five remaining charges. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan offered her endorsement to Mitt Romney over cookies and lemonade after he earned enough delegates to secure the GOP's presidential nomination with a primary win in Texas. Idaho's State Liquor Division banned the sale of Utah-distilled Five Wives vodka. And New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg argued that his proposed ban on soda servings larger than 16 ounces would increase life expectancy. Just before you die, he said, remember, you got 3 extra years. Oh, unusual stories this week. Plenty of them. Police in Miami shot a naked man whom they found gnawing at another man's half-eaten face on a highway off-ramp. A college student in Maryland was charged with killing a boarder in his family's home and eating the victim's brains and heart. A male porn actor who allegedly dismembered an acquaintance and sent his body parts to Canadian politicians was apprehended in Berlin. And a New Jersey man stabbed himself and flung bits of his intestines at police officers called in to help him. Sheep rained from the sky near Melbourne, Australia. A scarf-wearing pig eluded capture by Pennsylvania state troopers. A hen in Abilene, Texas, laid an egg inside another egg. Residents of a Splendora, Texas home declared that an outline of Jesus in the mold on their bathroom wall was keeping one of them out of jail and ameliorating the HIV of another, It kind of looks like me, said neighbor Michael Bearden. Serpent-handling Pentecostal preacher Mac Walford was killed by a rattlesnake that bit him during a service at the Panther Wildlife Management Area in West Virginia, nearly 30 years after his serpent-handling father was killed by a rattlesnake bite. I hated to see him go, Walford once said of his father, but he died for what he believed in. Yes, he believed in acting insane and playing with snakes that will kill you, and now his son has done the same thing. Hey, you snake handlers, keep it up. Keep it up. This is DJ Bennett, angry, tired, kind of sick of the news because it's all so bad. But hey, maybe you'll come back next week and listen to some more. I can't blame you. It's all so totally fascinating, isn't it?